Colossians 2:19 says, "And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered, and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God." In Colossians 2:19, the Apostle Paul is using anatomy to illustrate where believers fit into the body of Christ. It makes perfect sense that just as God refers to the unified body of believers everywhere as His body, Paul would be moved by God to make reference to the human body as a picture of the body of Christ. And the phrase I want to emphasize in Colossians 2:19 is found in the words, "knit together." Have you ever thought about it? What holds things together? What holds our bodies together? The easy answer is, well, our skin holds everything in, and all of our parts fit in and around our skeleton and so forth. But that's what holds things in place. What holds each of those things together so that they can be held in place by the skeleton and skin? Now, in Paul's day, a lot of this was not understood or was not known in an advanced level as it is today. But this text tells us that people understood that beyond the fact that our skeleton and skin hold things in place, everything inside the skin and around the skeleton is knit together, which is why Paul used that phrase without qualification or explanation. He is assuming that his intelligent first century readers would understand what he meant. Today we understand that there is some stuff that knits together our organs, allowing them to exist as a functioning unit of billions of cells working together to perform specific functions. That stuff is called tissue. But tissue is itself made up of billions of cells. So think about it. Billions of cells remain in close proximity working together to function, for example, as your heart. And each of those cells has instructions that tell them how to function. Those instructions are found inside of the cell mitochondria, another microscopic part found inside the cell. The DNA in each cell tells that cell what to do. At the same time, billions of other cells are following the DNA instructions that each of them have inside of their own mitochondria. And billions of cells following the instructions of billions of DNA molecules somehow fully function as a heart. And then all of these cells that produce a functioning heart, and by the way, if any of those cells fail, you have heart failure, they are then held together by something called connective tissue. And that is also made up of billions of cells, which each follow specific instructions coded in the DNA found in each of them. And that's the case with each organ in your body. Your lungs, your esophagus, your stomach, your pancreas, your gallbladder, your liver, your kidney, your bladder, a total of 78 specific organs in your body. Each organ of billions of cooperating cells doing exactly what that particular organ needs to do, held together by connective tissue, which is made up of billions of cooperating cells doing exactly what that particular organ requires in order to maintain its proper shape and function. And that's true of all 78 different organs. It's like this massive orchestra of trillions of cells. And instead of a massive soup of cells just floating around aimlessly, your body is an intricate structure designed to function so flawlessly that when anything ever goes wrong, we're shocked and we run to a medical specialist to find out why and what can be done about it. Listen, when I think of how our bodies are knit together in a way that is beyond our full comprehension, I know that there is an all-knowing designer behind it all. And when I find out that He took upon Himself a body just like the one we're talking about here, so that He could endure the trials of humanity for 33 and a half years and then be murdered by crucifixion in order to shed His blood and pay for my sins, and then to know that He raised that same body from the dead, conquering death and sin on my behalf, I am going to acknowledge Him, believe on Him, worship Him, and trust Him with my eternal soul. And I can't wait to be with Him in a glorified version of this body that He's promised to all who will receive Him as Lord and Savior.